Listen to the story and circle T, true, or F, false.
One day, Fred found an old wooden box in the attic of their house. He curiously opened it. In it, there were lots of photographs, most of them yellowish and worn. He saw pictures of people sitting stiffly on a bench in front of an old house. They didn't smile and stared at him. When he turned the photo, he could read their names and the year 1856. They could be my grandparents' grandparents, he thought. He took one picture after the other and suddenly he found the photo of a little girl. Emily, it said on the back of the photo, and next to her name there was a cross and some lines he could not read. There was only one word he could read. Died. The girl was sitting in the grass with a white flower in her hand. She looked so beautiful with the long curly hair and the white dress. He gently touched her face and suddenly everything went black around him and after 1 second he was sitting next to Emily in the grass. At the first moment they were scared, but then Fred told her about the wooden box with the old photos in it and asked her a lot of questions. He told her about his life back home and Emily could not even imagine what he was talking about. She did not know what a laptop or a mobile phone was. She asked Fred lots of questions too. After some hours, she was very tired and she told him that she was very ill. He said, "Our doctors can make you healthy again. Come with me into my time." But Emily said, "We must not change the past, but I thank you for your visit. Please come back tomorrow at the same time." She gave him her white flower and then everything went black around him again, and when he opened his eyes, he was sitting in front of the wooden box. It was a dream, he thought, but then he felt a white flower in his hand.